It's been a crazy fourth quarter, scoring all over the place. And third quarter, there's only 5 points scored, like my partner here said. This quarter, there have already been 7 points scored.
We apologize once again for the technical difficulties. This is definitely a duct tape and chewing gum kind of operation. But, hey, while I got you on the line, tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at Brashear Broadcasting and the Missouri State High School Activity Association want everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. You attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson. You'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
Brashear ball now. Hoyer gets the ball into Cole. Cole has it top the key. She loses it. And Runner comes away at the ball, and on the way down, she's fouled by Cole. That's Cole's fourth foul. 6:24 remaining in the fourth quarter. A lot of game left to be played still. Meanwhile, Bronner gets the ball for Novinger. She dribbles right side. Attempted pass. She jumped up in the air, but before that, she walked with the ball. It'll be Brashear ball. Moyer inbound. Novinger's now putting on a press, full court. And Moyer passes right into the hands of Katie King. But Katie King's pass to Bronner goes between her legs, and Cole comes away at the ball for Brashear. Now the ball's everywhere. Finally, Haley Cussie controls the ball for Brashear.
There's only three people up there to the top. And that could force a turnover. Lady Wildcats had three people up near the half-court line there. And all the Tigers had to do was send somebody down to the basket, and it was looking good, but they couldn't do it. There was too much pressure on them. Meanwhile, Anna Gergerich brings it across with the left hand, holds it in the corner, and she's going to get it out to Elise Gergerich. Knocked up in the air, controlled by the Tigers.
Kelsey with a good defensive play there, and she gets it to Cole. Now gets it back to Kelsey. Tigers have numbers if they get it down the court. Kelsey pulls it back, now gets it to Cole. Cole gets it now across the court for the Tigers, into the corner for Holly Hazen. Hazen tried to drive baseline. She stopped, but she wasn't able to control her pivot foot. She slid it, and it'll be a travel. Now Novinger ball.
25-19. Again, we apologize if we weren't broadcasting the third quarter. A little bit of technical difficulties, but hey, this is the best part of the game anyway. 25-19, 5.5 minutes left to go in the fourth. Courtney Bronner has it over on the right-hand corner. Gets it to Anna Gergerich. Spin move, three or four times. Gets it out to Katie King. She dribbles around the defense. Inside, outside to Gergerich. Back to King. Gergerich with a shot from the elbow. No good. King was able to rebound it and put it back in. It'll be 25-21. Meanwhile, Kimberly Elsie pushes it up the floor, guarded closely by King. Kelsey has it. Bounce pass to Elsie between the circles. Almost knocked away. Cole has it. Gets it to Moyer, top of the key. Meanwhile, Hazen drives baseline. Off the back of the rim, no good. Tipped up. Rebounded by Katie King. Stolen by Kelsey. It's going to be out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Lady Wildcat. Good hustle play. It kind of spun over on its own into the corner. Nobody near it.
That ball seemed to be rolling forever.
I think their court must have a little extra spot over in it. Meanwhile, Courtney Bronner brings it up. Just a four-point game for the Lady Tigers. 4.5 minutes left to go. Anna Gerger, spin move. Ball fake. Gives it to her sister, Elise. In and out. No good. Rebound by Hazen. Boy, that was a big miss. A nice rebound by Hazen. And it was going to be Elise Gergerich on the foul. She was reaching in on Moyer. I tell you what, this is wild woolly here, folks. 25-21. 4 minutes, 23 seconds left to go. That's five team fouls on the Lady Wildcats. Cole has it in the backcourt, and she's going to get fouled by Anna Gergerich.
That's 16 fouls on Novinger.
That's 16. I can count. That went from 5 to 6, and Moyer will throw it in again. Gets it right in front of her to Elsie. Elsie brings it across the timeline, guarded closely by the Lady Wildcats. Bounce pass across the lane. It's going to be stolen by Anna Gergerich. We're going back the other way. Katie King has it, 1-on-2. Is she going to go try to go in on the Tigers? Kind of out of control. She ends up losing it. Ran headlong into two Tigers there. Holly Hazen bodied up to her and made her switch positions, and someone else came over to help, and she kind of traveled into him. It's falling down. Meanwhile, Moyer inbounded underneath the basket. And
King was a little out of control in that last play for
Courtney Bronner knocks it out of bounds on the inbound play. Excuse me. Haley Kelsey has it. And there's going to be a foul there. This one's going to be on
Anna Goodrich, I believe.
Anna Goodrich. And that'll be free throws for the Tigers. That might be five on her. I think so. That's five on Anna Goodrich. She played a whale of a game. She's all over the place on the... Amadei is going to come in for the Lady Wildcat.
Goodrich ended her game with 8 points for Novinger.
She played a whale of a ball game tonight. Just ended a little bit too early for her liking. Meanwhile, Haley Kelsey is going to shoot at the other end. 1-1. First one's no good. Rebounded by Caitlin Bronner. Gives it to Elise Goodrich. Elise Goodrich is going to bring it across the floor unmolested. And there's going to be a timeout by the Novinger coach. Just 4 minutes left to go in the game. It's 25-21. Do this.
Hello there. Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message was brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Bashir Broadcasting.
One more thing for you. The score of any athletic event is generally forgotten over time, but the actions of players, coaches, and spectators leave lasting impressions. The next time you attend a high school game, think of how history will remember you. Choose good sportsmanship and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. Remember, the lessons you teach today will help develop better citizens in our communities for tomorrow. This message was brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activity Association, Hampshire Broadcasting.
Courtney Runner has the ball for Novinger. She gets to her sister, Caitlin. Caitlin has it right corner. Now gets it out to Amadei. Or Amadei. Now Amadei has it right wing. She passes into the right corner for Caitlin Bronner. She gets it back out to Courtney Bronner right wing. She thought about the three, now dribbles top the key. Has it the free throw line. Goes through two defenders. They're going to get a foul on Brashear here. Cole and Elsie were both on it. I don't know who they're going to give it to. They give it to Elsie. It's a good thing that would have been Cole's fifth. It's still a 1-1. That's Elsie's third foul.
Meanwhile, Courtney Bronner will shoot 1-1 here. First one is up and good. It's a 25-22 game with 3.5 minutes left to go.
Pandemonium every time a big play is on either side.
Second one's good.
The fans are really crazy, and you can really, I bet you can hear them on the other side of town.
I'm sure you can. Meanwhile, the Lady Tigers get it to the other side of the floor. Haley Kelsey drives in, no good. It's going to be rebounded by Sheree Cole, and we're going to set it up again. She took a chance on it, and she bounces it. Bounce pass to Danny Moyer was off her fingertips, kind of a wild pass, and it's going to go back. Now I'm just going to have a chance to tie or take the lead here, 25-23, with 3:18 left to go in the fourth quarter.
Has it now for Novinger. She passes down to Amadei. She about loses it, but she controls it now at the top of the key. She holds, passes in the corner for Elise Goodrich. Now gets it to Katie King, right corner. King holds, attempted pass to Bunner. Sucker out of bounds by Elsie. It'll remain with Novinger.
3 minutes even left to go. Two-point game, 25-23 Tigers.
Caitlin Bronner inbound. Now gets it into Elise Goodrich. Goodrich has it right wing. Gets it back out to Caitlin Bronner. Now Courtney Bronner has it top of the key. She stops, shoots a two-pointer. She makes it. Her foot was on the line.
She kind of stepped up to the line. It's a tie ball game. Kimberly Elsie's going to bring it up the left-hand side of the floor. Dribbles to the middle. Holds it and gets it to Danny Moyer between the circles. That was a big shot there by Courtney Bronner. Just a hair inside the line, though. Kimberly Elsie has it. It's going to be stolen by the Lady Wildcats. Knocked away. Stolen by Elsie. We're heading back the other way. Sheree Cole has it. Gets it to Elsie. Kelsey, and Kelsey is going to be just get it across the timeline when they call timeout. 25-25, twos are wild on the clock, 2:22 left to go. Wild and crazy game this is.
Both sides have their cheerleaders out, pumping up the crowd. The crowd is even. Right side is Novinger fans, left side is Brashear fans. I couldn't tell you who's louder, but together they are ear bursting.
Tigers will inbound it on the sideline, about half court. It'll be 25-25. 2:22 left to go in the fourth. Danny Moyer is going to inbound it. Gets it Kimberly Elsie in the backcourt. Elsie, double team as she crosses. Holds it high. Gets it to Sheree Cole. Sheree Cole with a spin move into the corner. Trap. And they're going to call a foul on the Lady Wildcats there. Sheree Cole's going to shoot two. That'll be a foul on Katie King. Or, excuse me, she'll shoot one and one. How'd they get the eighth team foul on the Lady Wildcats? Let's go, Sheree. Let's knock these down here.
Second foul on King.
Here's the first one by Cole. It's in and out, and out stays out. And the Lady Wildcats head back the other way. Chance to take the lead for the Wildcats. They're maybe their first lead of the ball game, actually.
Brunner gets it to Goodrich now for Novinger. She holds. Now gets it to Caitlin Brunner. Back to Elise Goodrich. She sets up an offense at the top of the key. She hands off for Courtney Brunner, and she brings it across the left side. Now dribbles right. Has it right wing. She holds, finds Caitlin Brunner. As she cut across the middle, she was fouled by Holly Hazen. That's Hazen's fourth foul of the game.
That's two Lady Tigers with four fouls. Caitlin Brunner is going to shoot one and one here. Tied at 25 with 1 3/4 minutes left to go in the ball game. Here's her first. It's up and good. Nice touch on that. It was able to stay on the rim long enough for it to fall in. It's 26-25. Here's the second shot. Same thing, but no good. Danny Moore gets the rebound. Sheree Cole has it in the backcourt. Tough defense by the Lady Wildcats. Elsie's going to bring it across with a minute and a half left to go in the game. Dribbles over to the left-hand side. Looks inside for Kelsey. Kelsey holds it at the elbow. Dribbles away and bounce pass to Sheree Cole. Cole dribbles over to Moyer. Moyer puts it up. No good. Moyer tries to get in there and get her own rebound. And we're going to have one and one here. That'll be a foul on number 41, Caitlin Brunner. And Danny Moyer have a chance to shoot free throws here. I think that's a 19th foul on the Lady Wildcats. Still one and one.
Next time, though, Tigers will shoot a couple.
Let's go, Danny. Let's build on what you did in overtime the other night. Here's Danny Moyer's first. It's up. In and out, no good. Rebound by Lady Wildcat. Courtney Brunner has it in the backcourt. Gets it up to Elise Goodrich, who had it open but instructed to hold it. Courtney Brunner has it in the corner. Tries to get it up to Katie King. Katie King puts it up, and she's fouled on the play.
And one there. That makes the score 28-25. With the opportunity of increasing it to a four-point lead.
That'll be five fouls on Holly Hazen. And Coach Williams is going to take time out there. 1 minute, 9 seconds left. It's 28-25 Wildcats. Game is far from over. Minute 9 seconds left. 28-25. I wouldn't mind staying for another overtime game.
Tigers have to do some scoring now if you want to see overtime. Here we go. They're going to line them up and let King shoot a free throw.
Chelsea Cobb checks into the game for Hazen. Hazen, the first person to foul out for the Tigers. Anna Gergerich is fouled out for the Lady Wildcats. Katie King will shoot one, try to make it a three-point play. She lines it up. Here's a shot. Me off back of the rim, no good. Rebound by Lady Wildcats. That, no way she should have got that rebound, but she did. Elise Goodrich is going to shoot Two shots on the foul.
Kelsey tried to get a clean block, but had some arm there. They're going to get her with the foul.
I think she had some arm and some body there.
I don't know if you'll believe it or not, but that's Kelsey's first foul of the game.
Meanwhile, Gergerich misses their first free throw. 28-25. Tigers definitely need to box out on this one. 1 minute, 6 seconds left to go in the game. 28-25, Lady Wildcats. Here's Gergerich's second. Off the rim, no good. No rebound. Courtney Bronner puts it off the glass. No good. Rebound by Kelsey. And they're going to call a foul on Amade. And
Amade
is going to get 2-2.
This could be a big swing for the Tigers if she's able to hit these free throws. Also missed opportunity for Novinger as they had another rebound, another point-blank shot, and Bronner missed it.
Tigers rushed a lot of people at her. It was a little tough. Kelsey needs to make these two. Maybe the Tigers can sneak a rebound here if she misses it. Here's the first. It's up. In and out. I can't believe that. It looked like that was already through the hoop, and it came shooting out of there.
Lady Luck is not smiling on the Tigers tonight.
Not right now. 1 minute, 3 seconds left to go. 28-25. Kelsey, second is good.
Two-point ball game.
28-26. Tigers need to play tough defense. Probably going to have to start fouling here. Meanwhile, Elsie guards Bronner, who brings it across. Elsie trying to get a five-second call. Feeds it to Gugarich over on the side. Gugarich back out to Bronner. 47 seconds left, and Elsie will foul Bronner. They're going to have to earn this one from the line, the Lady Wildcats are. That'll be Elsie's third or fourth.
Her fourth foul.
That's her fourth. And Coach Williams going to take another timeout here. 28-26, 46 seconds left to go in the ballgame.
Now what's going to kill the Tigers is they have to be careful who's doing the fouling.
Yeah, a lot of times in the heat of the game, you'll kind of forget how many fouls you have. And Cole has four and Elsie has four.
Hazen's done.
Hazen doesn't have to worry about it. But it's just kind of something where you just kind of have to watch out. Can't afford to lose Cole or Elsie, or big ball handlers and best shooters.
3-point special. There's still plenty of time.
46 seconds left to go. 26-28. Tigers are down by two.
Meanwhile, Courtney Brenner is going to spot up, try to make a couple free throws for Novinger. She sets up the first one. On its way, front iron, backboard, and falls. She makes it as well.
It's a 4-point ball game, 30-26. Wildcats call off the pressure. Kimberly Elsie brings it into the front court. Looks high. Gets it over to Kelsey. Kelsey with a long three. Boom! Kelsey with a big three-pointer. 30-29 Tigers. Courtney Bronner has it in the backcourt. Gives it to Elise Gergerich. She brings it across the timeline.
Almost travel with the ball, guys.
And they're going to call a tripping foul on Elsie, and she's going to foul out.
And she is not happy with it.
And Coach Williams isn't happy either. They think that Bronner instigated that contact there in the backcourt. The ref listens to her and says, I can't change what I called now. Big three-pointer by Haley Kelsey there brings it to a one-point game. Meanwhile, Courtney Bronner just drained two free throws at the end.
Yeah, she's
at the end is going to shoot two more here.
She's the one that Tigers probably least wanted up the line at this time.
Yeah, they had a chance to foul Elise Gugarich there at the circle and weren't able to come away with the foul. But
Clarkson checks, Ashley Clarkson, that is, checks in for Elsie.
26.3 seconds left to go in the ball game. It's a 30-29 lead for the Lady Wildcats. Bronner's first one is good. She's a good free throw shooter, that's for sure. 5-for-5 in this quarter. Maybe that'll jinx her a little bit. Here's her second. It's up. And it's good. Another three-point ball game here. Moyer's going to inbound it to Cole. Cole coming the other way with it.
24 seconds now. Cole has it top the key.
Looks inside. Gets it to Moyer. Moyer. Up. No good. It's going to be rebounded by the Lady Wildcats, Amade, who tries to get it in, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Moyer.
14 seconds now.
14 seconds. Tigers going to have to come up with a strong play here, a steal, some kind of turnover.
If not, you got to foul right away.
There's Amade who has it, and she's going to be fouled by Sheree Cole.
Cole will be done as well now.
Cole's going to foul out. 32-29, 12 seconds left, 12.6 seconds left. That's the third person to foul out for the Tigers. Who's going to come in?
Salter will enter the game for the Tigers now.
It'll be Brooke Salter.
I haven't seen Amade. She hasn't shot any free throws. Bashir needs to hope for two misses and to go down on the other end and hit three with 12.6 seconds.
That's a lot to wish for, that's for sure. Amade's first is good.
Now they need to get fouled while shooting a three.
Here's her sec. It's back over the line about 6 inches. Second one is up, no good. Rebound by Kelsey. 10 seconds left to go. 33-29, Lady Wildcat. Bounce pass to Salter. Looks high, gets it to Kelsey, who throws up a three. In and out, no good. Rebound by Collins, no good. 1 second left. Lady Wildcats are going to take the district crown here. 33-29 ball game. The Lady Wildcats are going crazy. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah, a big celebration for the Navajo Wildcats. They even bought out a rope so they don't charge the court. A lot of heart displayed on the court tonight. Somebody was going to be done. Both teams struggled hard, played hard, gave it all they had. Navajo just happened to come out on top.
Navajo stuck with it. Had a big comeback. Really, the game was never too far away from each other. And neither team really got too big of a lead there until down at the end, Wildcats ended up getting a four-point lead and a little bit too tough for the Tigers to come back from. We'll bring you some totals in this ball game. Navajo Lady Wildcats getting ready to get presented with the district championship trophy. Here we go. First for those Lady Wildcats from Navajo, led by Courtney Bronner with 9, including 6, or including 8 points in the fourth quarter. Anna Gergerich with 8, Caitlin Bronner with 7, Katie King with 4, Elise Gergerich with 3, Amade and Katie Walker each had 1. Now for the Lady Tigers.
For the Tigers, Cole had 8 points. Elsie had 3. Kelsey had a 3 there at the end and a couple baskets earlier. Hazen ended her night with 7 points.
Hey, I can do math. Here we go. Trey Cole led the Tigers with 8. Lady Tigers with 8. Holly Hazen with 7. Haley Kelsey had 6. Kelsey Collip had 4. Kimberly Elsie with 3. And Danny Moyer added a bucket, but numerous rebounds underneath. Lady Tigers went just a little bit farther than they probably thought they would, but not as far as they hoped to go. With a big win over Green City, that's something they could hang their hat on for the season. Green City nationally ranked. Nationally ranked. If the nation includes Missouri, they were nationally ranked. State ranked, number one seed in the tournament, and playing on their home floor, and the Tigers had a chance to win it in regulation, didn't get it, and come back and win it in overtime. That showed about as much heart as anything you saw here tonight. Meanwhile, Green City and North Shelby both take the floor, getting ready to start this boys matchup. Should be a dandy.